I ran into Louis Banks, whose voice you will hear next, at a veterans' hospital. He was lying in his bed, wounded as the result of a World War II service. He was lying on his bed, his eyes toward the ceiling, and the words poured out of him. He hadn't been asked about the 30s, the Depression, for so long, and the words poured out of him feverishly.
I would go out in Hobo. I would lay on the side of the tracks and wait until I could see the train coming. And then I would get up in the second blast. But I'd always carry me a bottle of water in my pocket and take a piece of tape or rag to keep from busting, put a piece of bologna meat and bread in my pocket so I wouldn't starve on the way. And sometimes the train would take water on the fly. And I would ride all day and all night long in the hot sun out till I get where I was going. Of course, I did not have no money. And then I ride atop of a boxcar going to Los Angeles, California, went over the hump. I rode 4 days and 4 nights. I was going over the hump. I didn't have nothing to eat. I was so hungry and weak and sick that I landed on top of a train till a white fella. He was a hobo named Callahan. He took his
leg. What was his name?
Callahan. He was a hobo. Callahan. He was a hobo from West Madison Street. Mm-hmm. And he took his leg and hung around me because we were drinking and I was going into DT, snakes from drinking. I said, please help me, oh Lord, help me. And he took his legs and tied around me, and otherwise I was about to fall off and fly into a cornfield. That. So that what made me be interested against the white man, for the white man, because he helped save my life going in there. And I got into Los Angeles, California. I washed my face and feet and took a bath in a face bowl in a Union Station. That when I got out in the streets in 1930, I didn't have nowhere to go, nowhere to sleep, nowhere to eat, and didn't have a dime. I went to restaurant after restaurant. There was no jobs, nowhere. Everybody was just eating each other, just begging each other in those days. I went to travel to aid to get a job. They didn't have nothing for me. They gave me 50 cents, go to Salvation Army, I get a dime. Then I go to Flop House for 15 cents. That was on a 4th, 6th, and 3rd in Los Angeles, California.
Mr. Henry, when you rode on these trains, they were what, boxcars and also what else?
There was boxcars. We ride a boxcar, the Santa Fe. We go all the way on the Santa Fe.
And this one fellow, this white hobo, he put his leg around you so you wouldn't fall off.
I had been drinking. I was getting sick and going to the DTs, and I was up on a boxcar, and I was about to fall off. I didn't have enough strength to hold on, so I asked him to hold. He saw that I was sick, so he's a great big guy, looked like Jack Dempsey. He took his legs and tied around me and held on, but he's a good man, and got the scissors on me and held me. The train would make about 8 or 9 miles. And I was going through the cornfield, and I could see snakes, dragons up through the smoke because I was going in deep sick as a dog. And he held me on until I got into Los Angeles, California. And from that day, I never will forget him.
Do you remember now when you rode those boxcars, were you the only colored fella on it?
No. You see, colored fella and white didn't make a difference who you were.
That's right.
See, because it was poor and everybody was poor and had no job. It was all friendly. It was sleep in the hobo jungle. We would stick a big pot and cook food, cabbage, meat, and beans all together. We all slept together out of the rain. We made a tent, slept outside. And sometimes we'd send one hobo to Milwaukee to see what the jobs were open. And he'd ride in and come back. There's no job there. He says, just go to Detroit. There's no job there. Then he said, well, they're hiring on a railroad. We go up into a New York City. We leave out and ride in New York City. Sometimes we would see 10 or 15 of them would be on the train. Maybe I hear one of them holler. He'd scream. He'd get killed. He'd fall off. Then one of them was trying to get off the train. Thought he was getting off on the ground, and he hit a wall. Heard the wall. Said, "Clashum!" And he'd be like, "Ah!" And it killed him. I know that. Then I saw railroad police. Was a fight. Police called. They call him Texas Slam. He shoots you off all trains. He come out of Lima, Ohio, with Lima Slim.
He was a railroad detective, was he?
Railroad detective, he'd put him in. He would kill you if he kissed you on any train, with a sheep train, any kind of merchandise train. If he see you, he would shoot you off. He wouldn't ask you to get off. You had to take a chance when you would ride.
It was the railroad bull.
That was a railroad bull, that's right.
Did you find any of the other railroad men who let the hobos ride?
I did find one nice fellow. His name was Murphy. Murphy would let you ride, and that was a train. It's a Rock Island from Chicago to Tucumcari, New Mexico.
I went all Chicago, Tucumcari.
Tucumcari, New Mexico. That's a Rock Island. She'd leave there, and from there she would go over the sunset limit, which was the sunset limit that would lead out from there into Los Angeles, California. But the roughest hobo trip I ever had was going through the southern states as a colored man. They would beat you down there and whoop you to death down there and then put you on the chain gang or put you in jail. And I was on chain gang and been in jail all over the country. I hoboed all over the country.
You been chain gang too?
That was in Atlanta, Georgia. That was a place that wasn't chained around my neck, but they just made you work out there and pick cotton. I had to pick cotton 4 months all the summer down there for just a hoboing on a train, and I hadn't did nothing.
When they arrested you, just vagrancy?
Just for vagrancy. They gave me 4 months, and I picked cotton and worked down there 4 months without anything. They gave me 35 cents when I got through in a pair of overhauls. When I got out, I did 4 months down there, but just took me off of a train. That's the God's truth. That was 1930 during the Depression. And that's in the summertime.
And what did they give you at the end of 4 months?
35 cents, yes, sir. 35 cents. That's what they gave me.